Peoria State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spellman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Prof Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Gerald Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Nell's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
From the field house on the campus of Missouri Western State University in St. Joe, Missouri, it is Emporia State Hornet Basketball. As this afternoon, the Emporia State Hornets take on the Griffins of Missouri Western. Let's take a look at our starting lineups. Brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First off for the Griffins of Missouri Western, 9-12 on the season, 5-10 in the MIAA, coached by Will Martin in his third year, and this is the lineup he will go with tonight. At the guard spots will be Tay Fields, a 6-foot sophomore from Opelika, Alabama, 10.7 rebounds and 3 assists. Also out of guard, Reed Kemp, 6-foot sophomore from Franklin, Tennessee, 5 points and a rebound. At a forward spot, Jerron Thames, 6'6 junior out of St. Louis, Missouri, 10 points and 4 rebounds. Also at a forward, Julius Dixon, 6'7 sophomore from Fayetteville, Tennessee, 13 points and 5 rebounds. And in the post will be Matt Nunez, 6'10 sophomore from Newport News, Virginia. For the Emporia State Hornets, 17-5 on the season, 11-5 in the MIAA. Coached by Craig Doty in his fifth year, 72-60 is his record. And this is the lineup Emporia State will go with this afternoon. It'll be Owen Long at one guard, 6'3 junior out of Sykeston, Missouri, averaging 17 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Also at a guard, Caden Evans, 6-foot sophomore out of Kansas City, Missouri, averaging 7 points to go along with 4 rebounds and 2 assists. Peyton Roger Schmidt, 6'7 sophomore from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, averaging 4 points and 5 rebounds. Elijah Comethier, 6'7 junior from Cibolo, Texas, averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds. And Nogs Wolasik will also get the start this afternoon. The 6'5 freshman out of Mayetta Royal Valley, averaging 3 points and a rebound. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Emporia State in their road blacks. The Griffins in their home whites. The tip is up and controlled by the Griffins of Missouri Western. They'll play to the basket to our left as we view it here. Across the floor from the teams on the floor. Emporia State man-to-man with their defense. Out front with it. This is Tay Fields working against Owen Long. Backs him down in the lane. Spinning. Loses control. And they're going to call a foul on Emporia State. Picking up the personal foul for Emporia State will be Owen Long. And Coach Craig Doty talked about Owen playing more physical in this game, and that he was that time. And this will put Tay Fields at the free throw line. He'll get two free throws to shoot here. And the first free throw is good for Tay Fields. He'll get a second free throw here. Second free throw for Tay Fields is no good, and the rebound to Emporia State. So the Hornets now get a chance to take the early lead in this basketball game. Here's Owen Long. Gives it top the key to Peyton Rogers. Now to Noggs. Wawasik. Driving to the basket. Gets to the rim. Now kicks out to Elijah Cometh here for a three. It bounces off, no good from the left wing. And the rebound goes to Tay Fields for Missouri Western. And he'll bring it into front court. A little stop and go. Almost lost the dribble. Almost lost it again. Now feeds it out front to Julius Dixon. He'll kick it off to Jerron Thames. Thames way out middle of the floor. Top the key. Drives on Owen Long. Gets to the rim. Shoots it up and missed it. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Caden Evans, and the Hornets head the other direction. Gives it off to Elijah Cometh here on the wing right side. Elijah backing down against the defense. Kicks it out to Peyton Roger Schmidt's three. It's no good. Rebound goes to Elijah Cometh here. What a great offensive rebound. He sticks it out the glass and in, and Emporia State's up 2-1. You like to see that hustle from Elijah. Looks like he picked up where he left off on Thursday. Just underway here in this first half of basketball. Tay Fields has it. Now he'll hand it off to Julius Dixon. Almost lost the dribble. Puts it in the hands of Matt Nunez, who gives it off to Reed Kemp. Kemp trying to drive in the lane. Spinning. Shot up. No good. Rebound tipped around. It goes out of bounds. It'll go to Emporia State. Hornets staying physical underneath. Hornets will have the basketball. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Owen Long to the basket, shovels it off to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Now they work it top the key. Elijah Cometh here gives it off left side to Caden Evans. Back to Elijah. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Takes it in the paint. Puts up the shot off the glass. Missed it. Rebound goes to Jerron Thames for Missouri Western. 2-1, Emporia State with a lead. 17:40 to play here in the first half. Reed Kemp out front with the basketball for Missouri Western. Feeds it on the wing right side to Julius Dixon. Now top the key to Nunez. Looking to pass it off to somebody. Working against Caden Evans. Now gives it off to Dixon. Dixon out to Kemp. Kemp trying to drive in the lane. Dumps it down low. Ball gets knocked free. Emporia State with a steal. Elijah Cometh here in the front court. Gives it off to Owen Long. Swings it on the wing right side. Caden Evans, long three. That one's a little bit off the mark. Rebound goes to Missouri Western. There to grab the rebound was Tay Fields. Griffins with the ball. Reed Kemp out front. Dribbles it to the right side of the floor. Working against Caden Evans. Now the Hornets switch. Now they work it left side to Thames. Pass on the wing. Deflected out of bounds by Noggs Wawasik. Western will keep the basketball. Substitution for Missouri Western. Will Eames will check into the lineup, replacing Matt Nunez. Again, Will missed seven games with a broken hand. Was back in the lineup against Washburn on Wednesday night. Western winning 81-80 in overtime. They skip it across the floor. Left side Thames takes it to the rim and flushes it. Jerron Thames gets the dunk, and it's a 3-2 Missouri Western lead. In the front court, Owen Long. Free throw circle, pulls up, shot, bounces in. Got the friendly bounce off the back end of the rim. Owen with his first basket of the ball game. Emporia State retakes the lead at 4-3. Kemp with the basketball, has it on the wing right side. Feeds it out front to Thames. Now it takes it to the left side and gives it off to Fields. They get it down low to Eames. He gets the ball knocked out of his hands. So it'll go out of bounds to Missouri Western. Substitution for Missouri Western. Zion Swader will check into the lineup, replacing Reed Kemp. Western with 15 seconds on the shot clock to play it inbounds. They do play it inbounds to Tay Fields right along the baseline, working against Wawasik. Now he'll lob it out to Will Eames from the free throw line. Doesn't have the open shot, needs some help. Top the key three, rims out, no good for Missouri Western's Julius Dixon, but the offensive rebound goes to Tay Fields. His shot gets blocked out of bounds. It'll remain Missouri Western basketball. 17 seconds on the shot clock. 15:52 to play first half. 4-3 Emporia State with a lead. Western plays it into Fields on the baseline left side, working against Elijah Cometh there. Bumps him around, spinning, shooting, dumps it down low to Eames, who gets the layup. Will Eames gets his first basket. The 6'7 junior out of Lee Summit, Missouri, gives Western the lead back at 5-4. Out front with it, Owen Long. Swings it on the right side, Nogs Wawasik to Elijah Cometh there, top the key. Hands it off to Caden Evans. Gives it off to Owen Long. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Will Eames on him, 5 seconds. Owen penetrates in the paint, has the ball stripped out of his hands by Julius Dixon, and Western comes the other way. This is Jerron Thames, now gives it off to Fields. Fields trying to drive on Owen Long, spins in the paint, now kicks it out for a three from Julius Dixon. He missed it, airballed it. Ball goes right into the hands of Nogs Wawasik. They try to lob it down low to Elijah Cometh there, and Western gets the hand on it. This is Dixon with the basketball, takes it out to the three-point line on the left wing. Feeds it back out front, Jerron Thames. What a basketball brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Driving baseline, Dixon gets a one-handed dunk. Makes it a 7-4 three-point lead for Missouri Western, 14-19 to play. Owen Long will get it across the timeline. High lob pass goes to Nogs Wawasik. Almost had it deflected. They go in the corner. Elijah Cometh here for a three. No good. Rebound goes to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Great hustle to Nogs Wawasik. Floater up and good in the lane. Nogs Wawasik knocks down the jumper in the middle of the lane. His first basket, and that's going to bring a timeout with 13:56 to play in the first half. This will be a 30-second timeout, which becomes a full timeout, which is our media timeout. 7-6 our score, Missouri with the lead by one. What a basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that each year termites cost billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Next Tech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Next Tech Wireless.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
13:52 to play, first half, 7-6, Missouri Western with the lead. They have the basketball out of the timeout. This is Reese Glover who's now on the floor. Also out there is John Anderson. They get it to Will Eames along the baseline. Will trying to back down, being double-teamed, feeds it across the floor. Pass gets deflected out of bounds by Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Emporia State on the floor right now. Peyton Roger Schmidt, Elijah Cometh there, Mayim Boom on the floor, along with Natavian Butler and Owen Long. This is Zion Swader. Step back just in front of the three-point stripe. Shot no good, and the rebound goes to Elijah Cometh there. As the shot clock was winding down, and Emporia State with the basketball. Owen Long gives it off to Mayim Boom out front. Looking down low. Kicks it on the right side. Peyton Roger Schmidt on the wing. It goes to Butler. Butler out front trying to drive. Takes it in the paint. Spinning. Dumps it down low to Mayim Boom. He can't handle it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mayim Boom. Turnover Emporia State. Walking the ball in the front court. This is Zion Swader. Picked up by Peyton Roger Schmidt. Now Emporia State switches. This is Will Eames trying to drive on Peyton Roger Schmidt. Now he'll shovel it off to Glover. His three-pointer is good. Reese Glover knocks down a three-pointer. And for Reese, that is only his, that is his 52nd made three, leading the team in that category. Here's Owen Long down the lane. Floater no good. Rebound goes to Elijah Comet there. Stick back is good, and he draws the foul. Offensive rebound and stick back for Elijah Comet there. He'll get a chance for a three-point play. Picking up the personal foul for Missouri Western will be John Anderson, his first team foul, number one on the Griffins. He'll leave the lineup and be replaced by Julius Dixon. Emporia State will send in Lavelle Ziegler. Getting a break will be Owen Long, and at the free throw line will be Elijah Comethier. And his free throw is no good, and the rebound out of bounds. Whom will they give it to? Missouri Western. 10-8 our score. Missouri Western with a lead by two. 12:27 to play here in the first half. Water Basketball brought to you by Carey's Diamonds. For the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Out front with it is Glover. Gives it off to Will Eames, and a travel violation on Will Eames, and Will not so happy. He said, "You traveled before you dribbled." And the turnover gives it right back to Emporia State. Ziegler feeds it right side. Tavian Butler gets a screen from Mayim Boone. Now top the key, Peyton Rogers-Schmidt gives it off to Lavelle Ziegler. Ziegler working left side. Back out front, it goes to Mayim Boone. Goes between the legs with dribble. Tries to go down low. Kicks it out to Butler. Butler for a three. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound battle for it. And it goes in. Off the rim. Give the basket to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Do you believe that one? They're tied at 10. 11:35 to play here in the first half. Out front with a Jerron Thames. Driving on Mayim Boom in the lane. Shot up and good. That was a tough basket for Jerron Thames. That gives him 4 points in the game. Back to a two-point lead for Western at 12-10. Tavian Butler with a basketball. Top the key, Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Left side, Lavelle Ziegler gets a screen from Mayim Boom. Drives to the baseline. Takes it in the paint. Pulls up from 15. Shot rims out. No good. Rebound goes to Will Eames for Missouri Western. Eames into front court with a basketball. Thought about pulling up for a three. Now he'll hand it off to Julius Dixon. Feeds it on the wing. Right side to Swader. Down along the baseline to Eames. Working against Mayim Boone. Mayim bumps into him. Now Will Eames spins, shoots, left it short. Rebound out of bounds to Emporia State. 10:39 to go here in the first half. 12-10, Missouri Western with the lead. Substitution for the Griffins. Tay Fields back into the lineup. Setting down will be Jerron Thames. Water Basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Zion Swader going for a steal. Comes up a little empty as he deflects a pass out of bounds. Emporia State will keep the basketball. Tavian Butler plays it in to Lavelle Ziegler. Lavelle drives down the lane. Kicks it off baseline. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt in traffic. Kicks it back out to Tavian Butler. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Now 10. Goes down low. Kicks it out. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt for three. No. Rebound goes to Missouri Western there to grab the rebound, and we're going to get a foul on Mayim Boom as he's trying to head up the floor. He trips over Julius Dixon, and Mayim gets whistled for the foul. It'll be ball out of bounds. His first, team second on Emporia State here in the first half. Western will get the ball to play in bounds in backcourt. 12-10, Missouri Western with a lead by two. Neither team lighting it up offensively. Emporia State 5 of 14, Missouri Western 5 of 12 shooting the ball. A little stop and go drive by Slater. Gives it off to Will Eames. Now to Glover. Tap the key to Eames. Thought about the three. Tries to drive to the basket. Finger roll layup goes in for Will Eames. Makes it 14-10. 4-point lead for Missouri Western. That equals their biggest lead here in the first half. And not sure what happened there. Either the shot clock didn't go, or clock malfunction, but that will take us to our media timeout. So, nonetheless, we go to a timeout. 9:36 to play, first half, 14-10. Missouri Western with the lead. Horn of Basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Horn of Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
There's nothing better than keeping a little bit of a loved one with you everywhere you go. Hi, this is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we can take your loved one's handwriting or even fingerprint and make a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you will love for a lifetime. We offer in-house custom design and engraving, so let's get together and create that perfectly unique jewelry item or gift to celebrate the life of the person you love. Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds. Our difference is you.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
9:36 to play, first half, 14-10, Missouri Western with the lead. Emporia State has the ball. Caden Evans, Owen Long, Peyton Rogers Schmidt, Elijah Cometh there, and Noggs Wawasik on the floor for Emporia State. Here's Noggs with the basketball. Top of the key, it goes to Caden Evans. Now to Owen Long, back out front. On him, all over him, is the defense of Julius Dixon. Elijah Cometh there, contested three, gets it partially blocked in the corner. And a steal by Noggs Wawasik going with a layup. He gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Or correction, Cade Evan. Or is it Noggs? Yes, it will be Noggs Wawasik. They call the foul on Zion Swader. Heads-up play by Noggs Wawasik. So he'll go to the free throw line. He has a field goal already in this basketball game, getting the start this afternoon. His first free throw was good. Substitution for Emporia State. Gage McGuire will check in, replacing Peyton Roger Schmidt. And Missouri Western will bring Reed Kemp back into the lineup. Second free throw for Noggs, a little bit off the mark, and the rebound goes to Missouri Western. Tay Fields there with a rebound. He'll give it off to Reed Kemp. Kemp working out front. Tries to go to the left side. Still keeping the dribble. Tries to drive on Gage McGuire. Spinning. Bounce pass in the corner. They get it to Will Eames. Now to Dixon. Dixon in the lane. Puts up a shot off the glass and good. Oh, that's just an athletic move by Julius Dixon. His first basket of the ball game. Or second basket. He has 4 points. Oh, Noggs overhead pass intended for Gage McGuire sails out of bounds. Turnover Emporia State. 16-11. 5-point lead for Missouri Western. 8:34 to play in the first half. Reed Kemp across the timeline with the basketball. Dribbles it to the right side. Gives it off to Dixon for a three. He nails it. Timeout Emporia State. 7 points for Dixon, and the Griffins are up by 8 at 19-11, and Coach Craig Doty calls timeout. He'll also make a substitution as Sam Baker will check in for the Hornets. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Mayim Boom and Peyton Roger Schmidt will also check back into the Emporia State lineup. Emporia State's largest lead was at 4-3 by 1 point. This is their biggest deficit, 8 points at 19-11. A little slow going for Emporia State, just 5 of 15 from the floor. The Griffins are 8 of 15 from the floor, but the Hornets are 0 for 7 beyond the arc. Griffins 2 for 4 from the arc, and Emporia State just 1 for 3 from the free throw line. The Griffins are 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Both teams with 10 rebounds. Owen Long, Elijah Cometh there, Peyton Roger Schmidt, Sam Baker, and Mayim Boom on the floor right now for Emporia State. Here's Owen Long being double teamed. kicks it out to Sam Baker to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Tries to go down to Mayim Boom, and the pass gets intercepted. Jerron Thames, they try to lob it over Jerron, 6'6", and he gets the steal, and Emporia State turns it over again. That'll be turnover number 5 for Emporia State. Out front with the basketball, this is Jerron Thames. Now puts it in the hands of Julius Dixon. Trying to drive, kicks it out to Thames on the wing right side. Shot clock down to 8. Thames backing down against Owen Law, or correction, Elijah Cometh there. Shot missed it, but the offensive rebound goes to Tay Fields, and Missouri Western will keep the basketball. 7:27 to play here in the first half. 19-11, Griffins with the lead. Here's a pass intercepted by Peyton Roger Schmidt. He'll bring it up the floor, gives it off to Mayim Boom, who gets the flush. Mayim Boom with a two-hand stuff makes it 19-13, six-point deficit. But a steal of a score on the Hornets cut into the deficit. Now they need another stop. Out front with the basketball. Thames picked up by Peyton Roger Schmidt. Shovels it off to Dixon. Now tap the key. Fields takes it to the right side. Lobs it down low to Will Ames. And his shot missed it, but he gets his own rebound. Then he loses the ball out of bounds. Referee Roger Schmidt right underneath the basket says it's off of Will Ames. And the turnover gives it to Emporia State. Nogs Wasik was trying to draw the charge and ends up getting the turnover. In the front court, Owen Long, top the key, Mayim Boom. Goes in the paint to Elijah Cometh there, being double-teamed. Kicks it off to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Schmidt spins, shoots, left it short. Rebound Mayim Boom, stick back, no. Rebound Mayim Boom, goes up with a shot. He has it stripped out of his hands. It'll go out of bounds to Emporia State. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Hornet basketball brought to you by The Station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Elijah Cometh here putting up a shot, gets knocked to the floor. He'll get a couple of free throws. Picking up the foul will be Tay Fields, and this will put Elijah Cometh here at the free throw line with two free throws to shoot. That'll be the third team foul whistled against Missouri Western. And the first personal foul against Tay Fields. And Elijah Cometh here stepping to the free throw line. He missed his only free throw attempt so far in this game. This will be free throws 4 and 5 for Emporia State. First free throw for Elijah is good. He has 5 points. He's the leading scorer for Emporia State. Makes it 19-14. Missouri Western with the lead. Second free throw is also good for Elijah. 19-15, 4-point lead for Missouri Western. 6:29 to play here in the first half. Reed Kemp in the front court with a basketball. Picks up the dribble, gives it left of the free throw circle near the three-point line to Tay Fields. Now goes back on the right side to Kemp. Kemp looking to drive, puts it to the free throw circle. Dixon shot up and good. Tough basket for Julius Dixon, and he has 9. He's the leading scorer for Missouri Western. Makes it 21-15. Hornets down by 6. Owen Long lobs it to Mayim Boom, swings it right side. Sam Baker now back out front. It goes to Owen Long. Working against Dixon. Shoots it over Dixon. Out the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Missouri Western's Tay Fields. They were crashing the boards that time. 21-15 Missouri Western. Hornets now 0-for-8 from beyond the arc. 6-of-19 from the floor. This is Reed Kemp out front. Trying to drive with the ball. Fades it off to Thames. Now to Kemp. Kicks it out to Thames for a 3. In and out, no good. Rebound Emporia State. Owen Long with the basketball. He'll push it into front court. Takes the left side of the floor. They've got Julius Dixon, the 6'7 sophomore, on him. In the paint, Elijah Cometh here. Shot crawls in for him. That gives 8 points to Elijah and makes it 21-17. Missouri Western. 4-point lead with 5:08 to play in the half. This is Kemp out front with the basketball. Bounce pass to Eames on the wing right side. He'll shoot the 3. No. Rebound goes to Emporia State. Elijah Cometh there tipped it and grabbed by Peyton Roger Schmidt. Up the floor. Owen Long kicks it out. Elijah Cometh here for three. He nailed it. A haircrafter's three for Elijah Cometh here. And it's a one-point ball game at 21-20. Call Mark Kraft at 620-342-6172. Make an appointment at Haircrafters at 1027 Commercial. Downtown Emporia, 4:32 to go in the half. Kemp out front trying to drive it to the right. Stop and go. Takes it in the lane. Spinning. Picks up the dribble. Needs some help. Kicks it out to Dixon. He'll shoot a three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound. Mayan Boone tried to give it to Owen Long. Owen couldn't handle the pass. And we're going to get a timeout. The officials holding up play as the shot clock should be showing 23, I think, or 26. And that'll also take us to our media timeout. 4:14 to play, first half, 21-20. Missouri Western with a lead by one. What a basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place, open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. A 116 commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
21-20 our score, Missouri Western with the lead by one. They'll have the basketball out of the media timeout. The Griffins will have to play inbounds on the sideline. Just to our left to play it in will be Jerron Thames. He's joined by Will Eames, who takes the inbounds pass. Also on the floor, Tay Fields. Julius Dixon also on the floor, along with Reese Glover. They get it down low to Williams. He gets a shot blocked by Mayim Boom, and then he gets the offensive rebound, and Mayim gets in the air a little bit too early, and then Will Eames gets the easy lay-in. He has six. 23-20, three-point ball game. Top the key, Elijah Cometh here. Right side, it goes to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt down the lane. In traffic, puts up the shot, crawls in for Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. He has four. And the Hornets are down by one. Once again, 23-23 down the lane. Tay Smith and Will Eames can't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. Turnover to Emporia State. Lavelle Ziegler will check in for Emporia State, replacing Mayim Boom. So Emporia State going with a little more offense, maybe. Shooting ability. Owen Long across the timeline with the basketball. Takes it to the left side, to the free throw circle. Gives it down low. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, baseline, dunk. 6 points for Peyton, and the Hornets have the lead, 24-23 with 3:13 to go. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pestry the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Fadeaway shot along the baseline. Good for Jerron Thames, and he re-gives the lead back to Missouri Western, 25-24. Lavelle Ziegler, left side of the floor for Emporia State. Top the key, Caden Evans. Owen Long out to Elijah Cometh there. Sidestep three. Good! A haircrafter's three for Elijah Cometh there. He has 14. Hornets up by two, 27-25. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. 2:32 to play. Elijah Cometh there, 14 first half points already. This is Fields trying to back down against Lavelle Ziegler. Here comes a double team, spins, shoots, and doesn't score. Rebound tipped out, and Emporia State will save it. Lavelle Ziegler, first player to get there. Gives it off to Owen Long, and the Hornets are in the front court with 2:09 to play. Owen takes it to the left side of the floor, drives to the basket, Kicks it out to Lavelle Ziegler, who drives. Kicks it out to Caden Evans in the corner. Owen Long for three. No. Rebound goes to Missouri Western. Williams had position that time. 27-25 Emporia State. Will Eames pass knocked out of bounds by Elijah Cometh there, and it almost hit a fan, and Elijah goes over and gives him five and said, I didn't mean to get that close to you. He's okay. Elijah Cometh there reaching in, knocks the ball off out of bounds, out of the hands of Tay Fields. He's hoping to get the call, go his way, but the officials say no. It's off Elijah. He was the last one to touch it, so Missouri Western will play it inbounds. They play it in to Tay Fields. Tay now gives the ball off to Jerron Thames. Jerron trying to work around a couple of screens. Takes it in the paint, a little Euro step. Kicks it out to, here's Dixon for a three. He hit it in the deep left corner. They got it in the paint, and they kicked it out on the wing. And knocked out a three. Julius Dixon with 12. And it's 28-27 Missouri Western with a minute 29 to go. Mason Thiessen will check in for Emporia State to give Peyton Roger Schmidt a little bit of a breather. What a Basketball brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Owen Long in the front court to Ziegler. Down low, it goes to Elijah Cometh there. Working against Fields. Gives it to Ziegler. He can't. He almost loses it. Able to get it back to Caden Evans for a three. That one's in and out. No good. Rebound goes to Missouri Western's Jerron Thames. Down to a minute six to go here in the first half. 28-27 Missouri Western. Thames takes it to the right side. Goes down along the baseline to Will Eames. Kicks it out the key to Julius Dixon. He'll shoot a three. Out the back iron, no good. Long rebound goes to Fields, though. For Missouri Western, and the Griffins can reset their offense. Down to 37 seconds to play. This is Fields trying to drive with the ball, working against Owen Long in the paint. Shot up and no good. Rebound to Lavelle Ziegler for Emporia State. Coach Craig Doty says, go ahead, slow up. There's a differential of about a half a second between the game clock and the shot clock. Lavelle Ziegler has the ball out front. Down to 13 seconds to go in the half. Owen Long has it on the wing left side. 7 seconds. In traffic. And he steps out of bounds. Tried to dribble too much. Didn't move the ball fast enough. Turnover gives it to Missouri Western with 1.9 seconds to go. Octavian Butler will take the floor, and Owen Long will sit down. Western plays the ball inbounds to Glover. His half-court shot off the rim and no good. And we are at halftime. Our score at intermission, Missouri Western 28, Emporia State 27. We'll be back with our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longvine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
We're at halftime, 28-27. Missouri Western with a lead by one. Emporia State's biggest lead has been by two. Their biggest deficit's been by eight. Kind of a chilly first half for Emporia State, but they did warm things up down the stretch, and they were able to make things interesting down the stretch. Did have the lead for a while, a two-point lead after trailing by as many as eight. And trying to knock down some key shots has been a challenge at times for both these ball clubs. Let's take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first for Missouri Western, they're being led by Julius Dixon with 12. He's 5 of 9 from the floor. He also has a steal and one rebound. 6 points for Will Eames, 6 points for Jerron Thames, 3 points for Reese Glover, and 1 point for Tay Fields. For Emporia State, Elijah Comethyr with 14 points in the first half. He's 5 of 9, 2 for 5 beyond the arc, and 2 for 3 at the free throw line. He also has 3 rebounds and a steal. 6 points for Peyton Roger Schmidt, 3 points for Nags Wawasik, 2 points each for Mayim Boom and for Owen Long. Looking at the team numbers, Missouri Western in the first half, 12 of 29 from the floor for 41%, 3 of 10 beyond the arc for 30%, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Emporia State, 11 of 26 from the floor for 42%, 2 of 12 beyond the arc for 16%, and 3 of 5 from the free throw line for 60%. Emporia State winning the rebounding battle by 1, 18 to 17. Emporia State's leading rebounder, Peyton Roger Schmidt, with 4. Leading rebounder for Missouri Western is Tay Fields with 7. Emporia State turned the ball over 7 times in the first half. Missouri Western with 6 turnovers. Looking at the numbers inside the numbers, off of those 7 turnovers, Missouri Western scored 10 points. Emporia State scored 9 points off of 6 Missouri Western turnovers. In the paint, Emporia State's outscored Missouri Western 14-12. Second chance opportunities, Emporia State's outscored Western 10-4. Emporia State's outscored Western 2-0 on fast break opportunities. And Missouri Western's bench has outscored Emporia State's bench 9-2. Emporia State leading for 4 minutes and 18 seconds of the first half. Missouri Western leading for 15 minutes and 5 seconds. There have been 8 lead changes and 1 tie in this first half. Again, the biggest lead for Missouri Western in this first half was by 8 points when they had a 19-11 lead. Emporia State's biggest lead was by 2 points, and that's when they had a 27-25 lead. And Missouri Western able to close it out on a 3-0 run. But here at halftime, Emporia State trails by 1, 28-27, to the Griffins of Missouri Western. Our halftime stats been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more on the Longmont Auto Plaza Halftime Show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.